Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message that I began last week entitled The Pearl of Great Price. And this is a reference to the scripture found in Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 45 through 46. And let me read that to you. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant man seeking fine, goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And if you were able to listen last week, we were making a comparison with what one might say is an accepted understanding or appreciation of that scripture, that Jesus is the pearl of great price. There is absolutely no question. His value is inestimable. His beauty, the wonder, the glory of His majesty. And so when we learn about Jesus and we decide to accept Him into our lives, then we're willing to, as that old song we used to sing back in the 70s, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. He is worth everything. There's nothing that we could possibly have or possess or experience in this life that can compare to the value and the worth of knowing the Lord Jesus and having a personal relationship with Him. And so while that certainly is true, sometimes in Scripture, the very same Scripture, if we look at it with a different perspective, it can provide us with another aspect or angle of truth. And so what we were sharing all last week, and if you missed the broadcast, you may, if you choose, re-listen or listen to it by going to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen because they are archived there for a number of years. But at any rate, the point that I was emphasizing is that we, as God's people, are actually also a pearl of great price, that Jesus is the merchant man, and He went and sold all that He had, and that, I believe, is a reference that He left all the glories of heaven. He left that wonderful fellowship with the Father, with the angels, with all that were there, and He chose to become incarnate in human flesh. This was a plan of salvation enacted before the worlds were created, and so He knew what He was doing, but also because He also became fully man as well as being fully God, He divested Himself of His godly, His power, His glory, if you will, and He made Himself of no reputation and became fashioned like unto one of us and able to know our limitations. By that, I mean He got hungry, He was tired, He knew no sin, but in every way He was tested and could experience all the range of emotions that we do as limited human beings. And so He left all the wealth of His possessions as the only begotten Son of the Father, as the second person of the Godhead, He who spoke the worlds into existence. He left all of that and went to redeem one precious pearl. And that precious pearl, beloved, was each one of us. You've probably heard that if He had to die just for one of us, He would have been willing to do it. And so that's the slant, if you will, the perspective that I've been sharing. Now, as we go on in the message, I'd like to share a passage of Scripture found in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 5. This is the King James translation. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, he's talking to us, beloved, as newborn babes, just as innocent as they are, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. That's how we're going to grow. It's just as babies have to have milk. They can't eat meat. They survive on milk. So we, as his young children in God, need to desire the milk of the word, the nourishment of the word. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming we came as unto a living stone. He's not dead, he's alive, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. We also, ye also, as lively stones, we're not dead, we're very much alive, and are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise God. There's so many reasons for our existence, but this is one of the beautiful ways that Scripture talks about us. And Jesus, in the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, verse 15, there is the prayer recorded that Jesus prayed concerning his disciples, not just those who were present, but the disciples of every age, and it certainly is relative and applies to us. He says, I do not ask thee to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. Beloved, how applicable that prayer is for the time in which we're living, from the evil one. That word can be neuter, in other words, just from general evil, wickedness, darkness, or masculine, meaning an individual, from the evil one, which is, of course, incarnate in Satan, Lucifer, the fallen one. And in Jesus' high priestly prayer, he said, but now I come to thee, he's speaking to his Father, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. Beloved, I asked the Lord, why would you have me speak this particular message to God's people at this time through the radio broadcasts? And I've also been doing it through our ministry of correspondence. It's because so many of God's people right now are going through so many severe testings and trials, things perhaps they have never gone through before in all their Christian life. Does that mean they have sinned, they've fallen away? No, if anything, their love for God is more precious. They are more committed. They are more wholehearted. But it's because of the times in which we're living. Beloved, it's because of your commitment to God that the enemy has stirred up his attacks against those who love God, those who love the saints, and he has launched an all-out attack in every way. A lot of it is physical. Some of the physical ailments, even myself, I mean, God has granted me such good health and nothing major, but in every way, in these last recent weeks, I've been tested physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, every possible way. And I believe, you know, why does he allow us to be tested? Well, why did he allow Jesus to be tested? Well, obviously, to go through every testing with victory. He's our example. But also, as we go through these testings, our faith, our trust in the Lord is amplified. It is our faith and trust in God to bring us through. But also, it enables us, as in no other way. You may not like to hear this, preachers may not agree with me, but I'm telling you, beloved, some of the saints of centuries ago learned it was through suffering that we can identify not only the compassions, to have compassion for the needs of others and what they're going through, but to learn the very character of Jesus. He learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And you know, there are those who preach the gospel, even in Paul's day, they didn't do it with sincerity, but There are many that preach from an attitude of intolerance and self-righteousness, and so many, because of a wrong message or a wrong spirit preaching the word, because, you know, you can be right and have a wrong attitude. You can be factually correct, but if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, that's not in truth. It has to be in spirit and in truth. Many, literally multitudes, have been turned away from Jesus because there's been a message of condemnation and legalism instead of good news. Beloved, it is good news, the good news of the gospel, to know that Jesus loves us. He loves you, beloved, no matter how many times you failed him. And he wants you to know that he cares about you. He cares about us right down where we live. And he wants to lift us up to new heights and to vistas and horizons in our Christian experience that we've not seen before. Are you ready for that? Are you tired of the same, going around in the same rut, if you will? Do you want some new things, some new horizons, some new experiences? Well, beloved, the Lord wants to take you there. Remember, I'm going back to that scripture. I see my time is rapidly going away. And we're going to talk about, we shared a lot about pearls last week, but we're going to talk some more about them. But the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant man. And for our purposes, that's Jesus. He, you know, he's very wise. He knows the value of things. And he's seeking fine, goodly pearls. But when he finds one that's really extraordinary, oh my, he drops everything. He sells all that he has. He was willing to leave everything and to come down and to be one with us, his creation. And he bought it. How did he buy it? He bought it with a price. He bought it by shedding his precious blood for us. So, beloved, you're not your own, but you're his. And because we are bought with a price, we owe him all of our love, our eternal gratefulness and thankfulness. And beloved, on that note, I bring the broadcast to a close. I love you with a fervent love and pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my spiritual family, my radio family. And if you do have needs, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. I invite you to write if the Holy Spirit's moving on you. I suggest you do that because he has a purpose. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.